This is Colourful Radio.
11:40 is the time, and now, you know, I've been teasing you about the dance sensation Flawless coming into the studio. Well, they are right here. A very good morning to you guys. Morning, morning.
Morning, morning.
We have Marlon, we have Simon, we have Paul, and we have Anthony. So if I can start off with you first, Marlon, because you're the guy who actually spoke on the show when you're fronting the actual group, as it were. How did you guys come together?
We're all friends from the same era, based in North London.
Mm-hmm.
And
which part of North London?
We're all around North London.
Right, really. Okay.
Yeah. And basically, some of us went to the same schools, some of us went to the same colleges and universities. So we kind of just were together from before we were dancing.
Okay, and how many of you in this group?
10 of us, yeah.
10 of you in the group?
Yes.
So, but how did you all come together and say, look, you know, we want to be a dance group?
I was always a dancer from the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And been dancing for years. Some of the guys joined Flawless and started developing as a dancer within the group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of just come together. Like, I've kind of known all the guys all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just kind of just merged into a troupe.
It's a lovely story. And how old are you guys? What's the age range?
We're range from 20 to 32.
Right, okay. Now, you mentioned that some of the dancers developed their dance skills. So what does that mean? Does that mean I could also develop my dance skills?
Yeah, you're never too old to, you know, develop it from young ages all the way up. So yeah.
Good. Oh, my good, good. And how about breaking convention? What did you guys do there? What was the link with you guys in breaking convention? Which is, just let me just tell the listeners, is actually a hip-hop dance theatre, isn't it?
Yes, it's a whole weekend of dance throughout the whole weekend, just hip-hop vibes, just people bringing different elements and hip-hop theatre, really. And Flawless is basically going to be there as a duet. It's not going to be the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Paul and Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a really, really interesting duet. So, you know.
I'm sure. But have you guys, you've been involved in breaking convention before, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah,
yes.
As a whole troupe as well.
Yes.
It's a very, very good platform to, you know, showcase your talent and represent hip hop culture as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. I know that John Z D is the guy who actually fronts this, isn't
yes,
he?
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Now, you did mention Simon. Now, for the colourful listeners, Simon is the guy, if you saw Britain's Got Talent a couple of weeks ago when Flawless was performing, Simon was the guy who jumped way up high and then landed doing the splits. Isn't that right, Simon?
Yeah, that was true. That was me.
When that happened, I mean, we all went, oh, pain. How did that happen? So that's not painful anymore, obviously.
No, not at all.
So, but when you first started, was it painful?
It was once when I might have done it a couple of times,
right.
And then I got used to the whole doing it over and over again,
oh,
and then
my.
I just got used to it and then worked out a way of actually doing it without
right without
myself.
Any pain.
Yeah.
Oh my, because I tell you, we all went ooh. But fantastic to all of you.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, we saw Pierce saying that your dance routine was electrifying. Amanda said she didn't want the performance to end. And then Simon, Mr. Cowell himself, said that it was the best thing that he has seen in his life. I mean, what was that like for you guys to listen to this, Anthony?
Do you know, basically, when we're in rehearsals and stuff and you're putting a performance together, you work really hard on it. Obviously, you believe in yourself. You believe that it's going to be amazing. You're going to wow the crowds and stuff. But when you actually do the performance, you never actually know how the audience is going to respond to what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So that point, just before they'd actually given us their feedback,
yes.
although we felt good in ourselves knowing
yes.
that we'd put on a good show,
yes.
and we felt we did, we didn't actually know what was going to come to us. So after Simon had said what he had said,
yeah.
I've actually seen a lot of shows that Simon's been involved in, and actually listen to how he's actually given negative comments
oh, yes.
to some people as well as positive. Didn't know what he's going to say. So once we got all the thumbs up, we was, yeah,
yeah,
we
were
chuffed.
That was superb. I mean, for Mr. Cowell himself to say the best thing he has seen in his life. In his life, that is absolutely fantastic. And then, of course, with you, Marlon, Simon asked, before you started the routine, he said, what's your ambition? And your reply, go on, tell us your reply.
Chase the dream, not the competition.
Loving that. Chase the dream, not the competition. Now, is that a rehearsed reply or was that off the cuff?
That really was just off the cuff. It is a motto that we go by.
Mm-hmm.
We really strongly believe that that's the way forward for us, which has made us go strong together for like 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't changed any members. Everyone's all friends and still the same and growing. So, yeah.
Fabulous. And the name Flawless, how did you guys come up with Flawless, Simon?
Well, Flawless Entertainment, I'll have to say, take that question to Marlon because he's the choreographer and creator
okay.
of Flawless.
Okay, you are the creator. Go on, Marlon.
Flawless, the reason why we chose Flawless, it was a name that we live up to mm-hmm. because we strive for perfection. So it wasn't a name that we were using to say we are flawless. It's something that challenges us every time we get an opportunity to grace a stage mm-hmm. or an audience. So, yeah.
Brilliant, flawless. I mean, you know, when you came on and Anton Deck was saying, okay, these are the guys who say they're flawless. Let's hope that their performance is flawless.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of us at home were thinking, oh my goodness, you know, these people, they're a bit up and toughity, aren't they? Thinking that they're flawless.
Mm.
But it was absolutely superb. So very well, congratulations for what you guys did a couple of weeks ago. Colourful People, if you just tuned in, the time right now is 11:46. And in the studio with me are four members of the dance troupe Flawless, and they're hanging out with me, chatting to me about all that they do.
This is Colourful Radio.
If you just tuned in, a very good morning to you. 11:50 is the time right here on Life with me, Rosemary Laye. And in the studio, I have Flawless, Dance Sensation. If you missed them 2 weeks ago on Britain's Got Talent, go and YouTube them. 7 million hits already. They were absolutely flawless, like their title, like the name of the actual group itself. So now, Marlon, so when are you guys going to be back on Britain's Got Talent?
At the moment now, we don't know. We're just currently waiting. We're hopefully preparing material to get through to the next stage, so we just see what happens.
Well, you are through to the next stage, we know that, don't we?
Yeah.
So you're just waiting to say, find out when you'll be on. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all hush hush for the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And who would you think, or who would you say are your biggest competitors on the show? I'll direct that question to Paul.
Well, I think that the whole competition is like the big competition, really. Because as we say, we chase the dream, not the competition. So yeah, kind of like the whole competition is like our biggest
competition. Thing, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people might say Susan Boyle. How about Julian Smith? I don't know if you guys saw Julian Smith. Yeah,
yeah? Amazing kid. I just think that the whole competition in general is like such a brilliant thing to showcase UK talent.
Absolutely.
And we're able to show ourselves on that show.
Yes.
So we're lucky enough to be able to be on such a live TV and that prime time to be able to showcase our talent.
Absolutely.
And we're just very thankful and thanking God also.
Yeah. That you've actually been exposed. Yeah, about time. No, it's very good answer. I do like that. So now, what does it mean to you guys, you know, if you were to win, what does it mean for you guys to perform at the Royal Variety Show?
That would be crazy. It would be out of this world. I mean, it would mean so much to us. I mean, at the same time, you know, everyone that does perform in the performing world, it's not every day you get to perform in front of the Queen and stuff like
that's
that.
Right.
So that is a huge, you know, it's a huge thing.
Mm. Well, all the very best in this endeavour. I'm really rooting for you. And what are your plans for the future apart from performing in front of the Queen?
We want to reach the world. You know, we want to connect with the world. We want to keep doing what we're doing. Yeah. We want to entertain. We want to be able to teach and bring people forward and, you know, just like really share the love of what we do.
What you mean?
It's a passion for us.
Are you talking about plans to actually teach what you guys do?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I mean, yeah, that's part of what we do anyway.
Right.
We got guys that teach now at the moment, but at the same time we want to really take it to a bigger level because us getting involved in the show now is. But like first and foremost, giving us the biggest opportunity on being on primetime television, which has never happened as Flawless, you know, so it's a really, really good opportunity for us.
So this is the start of many things to come, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I really am sure of that.
Yeah.
That is just fantastic. But I must ask you, I mean, how did it feel to be on that stage in front of Pierce Morgan, Amanda Holden and Simon Cowell? How was it? Because I didn't see any nerves.
We were scared.
There was a lot of nerves.
It was a lot of nerves. Definitely.
But nerves is good, right? Because it works in your favour. And who are you most frightened of?
I would just say all of the judges, to be honest with you. It was a very, very big arena. There was a lot of people. We didn't know what the feedback was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we just knew that we was going to go out there and do our best and put on a good show.
Mm.
And I mean, as from now, there's only room for improvement all the time. So we're just going to try and keep on pushing it up and raising the bar.
Fantastic. It really is fantastic. And how did you guys get on Britain's Got Talent in the first place? How did you hear about the competition?
I mean, we've seen the series been going on for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we, like I said, we've never had the opportunity to be recognised by a mass audience as how it gives that opportunity being on that television show. So we thought it would be a good place to actually represent Britain as well, because it is about Britain's talent. It's so yes. much more bigger than just Flawless getting involved in a competition, you know.
So is it a case of actually, I don't know, filling that application form? Do you have to go through an audition?
Yes, you have to go through an audition right. period. You have to fill out application forms, etc.
Right, yeah, so there are auditions. I mean, some listeners might be thinking, well, there's some folks on there that you think, were they really auditioned? So there is an audition process. Yes, so if they like you, that's
it's
when...
It's a very, very, very tough, you know, situation. It's not a case of just getting involved.
Just turning up. Just,
yeah, you're on the show. It's not like that. It really is a long period before you get...
How many rounds of auditions before you get on the stage?
Well, I don't know how they actually do the stages properly, but... I mean, we did our first audition quite a while ago now.
Right, so, okay, yeah. Okay. So it's a long process.
Yeah,
it really is a long process. Well, I'm sure it's I was going to say even longer process now, because, of course, you guys are actually practicing for the next round.
Yeah.
Whenever that will be. We'll be obviously watching the actual programme, rooting for you, and all the very best in your endeavour. I thoroughly enjoyed the routine. I'm sure a lot of our listeners did as well. I mean, I think it's such inspiration, like what Simon said, you know, a group of guys getting together. Obviously, you can see that you're such great friends, and to actually work in unison that way is absolutely fabulous. So, Flawless, thank you so much for joining me on Colourful Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.